Hey kids, it's Tim. Just want to give you a warning. In addition to our usual warning, we've still got all the immaturity and the swearing and the inappropriate content this week. But in addition to that, well, we've also got quite a few songs in this episode that might get stuck in your head. So when you find yourself singing these songs throughout the day and people are like, "What are you singing?" Remember to say, "You heard it on Tancast." Or not.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Tancast.
Tancast.
Alright, so who wants to welcome us to Tancast this time?
Do it, Andy, do it.
Alright.
Do it.
I will do it. I will do it. I'm gonna fucking do it. I'll do it.
Do it!
Hard! Oh! Alright, here we go.
Do it.
Oh, welcome to Tancast.
What the fuck?
Hey, when you whisper do it like that, that's what you make me want to do.
Alright.
No, I'll do it real. Welcome to Tancast. You lazy motherfuckers. Couldn't you be doing something like painting your house or tuning up your car?
Or watching your baby?
Is this really the message we want to send to our four listeners? So we'll be down to two listeners?
Go do something productive. We're a waste of your time.
Hi, I'm Tim. I'm the T in waste of your time.
Hi, I'm Andy, and I'm all about wasting your time.
Hi. I'm Noah, and I'm the N in wasting your time. N.
There's an N in wasting your time.
Right before
I
the
feel
G.
Like adding N at the end.
All right.
Because Noah's that N. Noah's the extra N at the end that wastes a little bit of extra time creating an extra syllable.
Yep. I just wasted 0.5 seconds of your life.
I'll never get it back! Never! Ah!
And if you hit rewind and play it again, you can increase that. Well, wait.
What happened to music? Like, TV show music used to be memorable. Video game music used to be memorable. Doesn't seem like it is anymore.
You know how memorable TV show music used to be? I still know the theme to Greatest American Hero.
I started singing that commercial.
Sorry.
Shit, I can't remember what the commercial was for, but something reminded me of it. I don't remember what. Like, it wasn't like I saw part of the commercials, just like some phrase was in the song, and I was able to sing the entire song while I was sitting around, like, washing dishes or whatever. I'm like, what the fuck? I've never even bought this product. Damn, and now I can't even remember what it is. That sucks.
Like, even the instrumental stuff, like Night Court, that was memorable.
Oh, it was Cheerios. The unsinkable taste of Cheerios.
Oh, God damn it.
Not a
now
lot of sugar to weigh down those Cheerios. Look how they float. Don't keep them down. You can't. She can't. The unsinkable taste of Cheerios.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, that's going to be in my head all fucking day now. I'm going to be holding my baby, bouncing him on my knee, going, "The unsinkable taste of Cheerios." Fuck! And you know what? He's going to be giggling and smiling for the first half of that, and when it hits the fuck, he's going to look a little concerned.
No, he's not. He's like, oh, there's Dad again. Dad's saying fuck, as Dad is wont to do.
Oh, that wacky Dad.
Someone's clickety-clacking.
That must be Tim, because we both commented on it.
No, it's Noah!
I'll be right back.
Of course he will.
Noah racks commitment.
While we're waiting for Noah, I offer you this original song. Noah is a big fat turd, a big fat turd. He licks some balls, he licks some ass, and licks the floor. I don't know why he licks the floor. Noah is gay, but not real gay. He's kind of gay. He likes little boys. That's not gay. It's a pedophile. You don't want him in the house next door.
Oh, for everyone whose ear, I just laughed really loud, and I'm sorry, but that was fucking hilarious. And if you're
I rhymed floor.
That was the best part for me, too. So let's talk about Noah some more.
Let's do what?
Let's talk about Noah some more. I've heard that he enjoys blowing himself.
I've heard that, too.
I've heard that he enjoys blowing little people. Midgets, dwarves, you know, small folk.
Well, who doesn't enjoy blowing midgets? You can't blame him for that. That's just good times.
Ooh. I could just blow you, Andy, and it's like the same size of a midget cock.
Oh, I was like, Andy's nothing like a midget. But okay, the cock. Maybe I'll give you the cock.
You missed absolutely it. Nothing Wait. Like a midget.
No, I didn't miss it.
You
got
to listen to this episode when we post it, Noah.
Was that?
I said, you got to listen to this episode when we post it, Noah.
I heard your little gay song.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
Did you hear the whole thing?
Yeah.
Did you sing along? Did you come up with another verse?
That would go away. Waiting.
It's going to be awesome. I'll put a remix of it out for people to download for their iPods.
Hand it off to DJ Technoid. Here, make this wonderful. We've really enjoyed the TanCast opening music you made for us. Now, do something with this. Make people dance to this. Take it to Holland. Make people in Holland dance to this.
Make people who are on E holding glow sticks use this song to move the glow sticks.
Yes, and they can imagine that their little pacifiers are tiny little midget cocks that they're sucking just like Noah likes.
Anybody have any tan laughs?
Tan laughs!
I do not. I do have a tan rant for Brittany.
Fantastic. I don't have music for that. I have to work on something. Noah?
I'm getting one. Go ahead.
Oh, I didn't really have one. I thought someone would have sent one to Andy.
Nope, I just logged in. Nobody sent one to Andy.
You don't have
one.
It's your thing, Tim.
I didn't have one to start with. I was gonna see where the other jokes went, and then throw my joke in and around it.
Okay, well then I'm gonna do a punchline without a joke.
All right.
That's what the dead baby said.
That's a pretty good punchline without a joke.
Thank you.
All right, I got one. It's a class. I heard Robert Wool tell this on one of the comic reliefs. Guy comes home from a hard day's work. Sees his wife packing up. He goes, what are you doing? She goes, I'm leaving you. I just found out I can get $400 a night for sex in Las Vegas. So all of a sudden he grabs a bag and he starts packing too. And she goes, what are you doing? He goes, I'm going with you. I want to see how you're going to live on $800 a year. Robert Wool, ladies and gentlemen, stand-up comic and the reporter from the 1989 Batman.
Yes, he was.
Oh, of course, that guy.
He was also in Arliss.
Yes.
Oh,
he was
Arliss.
In Arliss.
Show, movie, thing.
You have no idea, do you know?
No.
All right.
It was a show on HBO.
Hubbo!
There was lots of cussing.
Kind of like this show, except it probably had some sort of redeeming value in addition to the cussing.
All right, I got one.
Right. Do it!
Do you have to ethnic up first?
What?
Do you have to ethnic up?
You have to ethnic up first.
Oh, no, I'm good.
Okay.
Tim.
Yo.
You're so dumb. You saw YMCA and say, look, they misspelled Macy's.
That is funny. That's a good one, Noah. YMCA. Yep, that's Macy. With no S.
It's also Cammy.
I remember the show Family Matters back in the day. There was a dumb character on there, and he was trying to ask this girl out for a date. He's like, we can go see that movie Jifk. And the girl's like, Jifk? Yeah, Jifk. You mean JFK? I know how it's spelled.
Oh, the 80s.
My mother-in-law
is female.
Called my wife and was trying to hip herself up a little bit and told her, hey, did you hear the news? Oh my gosh, it's crazy. That that lead singer from that band, Inxis, died.
Did this happen recently?
No.
Oh, okay.
Dude died a long ass time ago. But
I was like, did they lose another one?
No.
Wait.
Yeah, they.
You said she called your wife?
It's her mother.
Well, it wasn't my his wife at the time.
At the time. Gotcha.
Yes, no, not my wife at the time.
That's what the part that confused.
She is currently my wife, so I used the.
I was like, you haven't been married that long, dude.
Yeah, that was 11 years ago, almost exactly. I just looked it up. Thank you, Wikipedia.
Yay, Wiki.
Yes. Wikipedia.
So did everybody have a good Thanksgiving? What are we thankful for?
I am thankful for, well, first of all, let's explain Thanksgiving to all of our non-U.S. listeners.
So yes.
To anyone whose culture has not been completely subsumed and replaced by our own, Thanksgiving is the day where Americans celebrate our glorious victory over the turkeys. And we celebrate by killing them in the millions and eating of their flesh. It is a glorious day, and we're all very thankful that we beat the turkeys. Because really, those things are fucking nasty.
You know where this holiday is not celebrated? Turkey.
And 99% of the rest of the countries. So, Tim, I was going to say Tim should start us off with what he's thankful for.
It was good. Mine was good. Excellent. Delicious food.
Were you thankful?
I'm thankful, yes, on many things.
Well, that was compelling.
That's it? That's all you got?
I'm thankful I didn't get trampled to death at a Walmart. That's what I'm thankful for.
You know how I avoid being trampled to death at Walmart? It's very simple.
I don't go to Walmart.
Yay!
I can be Andy's strategist.
I think it's very sad that... hold on a second.
Hello? Noah sucks cocks and loves it in the ass. Also, he fingers small little boys. He enjoys being peed on every day by a man or a woman. It's opera. You don't have to rhyme.
I'm dead.
Alright, shallow breaths. You can push past this.
That's what I thought. While we were taking this break,
mm-hmm.
Thanksgiving didn't even start being celebrated until the late 1800s.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
It's just such a bullshitted, made-it-up holiday.
Yeah, it's you know what it is?
Bullshitted and made-it-up?
Yeah, well, fast forward about 100 years and we've got Kwanzaa.
Aww. Well, actually, Kwanzaa actually stems from actual harvest celebrations in Africa.
Ah, well, theoretically, but it's just Thanksgiving stems from actual harvest celebrations from
all
over the world.
There are actual harvest celebrations going on in Africa that have been going on for a while. They just sort of coagulated them, which is not the proper term, in case anybody was going to quote me later. I go, you know, coagulated means... No, it doesn't. Oh, well, damn it. Tamcast is actively making me stupider.
That's what we seek to do, because once we get it down to a certain threshold, then I'll be able to take over.
I'm back.
Everyone will look at my posters and go, hey, we should vote for Andy. He's always fucking right.
And he sounds like Brian Regan sometimes.
I love Brian Regan. Man, he was... we're just channel surfing for no reason whatsoever since we own two TiVos yesterday. No, sorry, we own one TiVo and one shitvo now. One TiVo died.
Hyperbole? The hyperbole of something? Is that what you're watching?
The epitome of hyperbole.
There
yes,
you
that
go.
That was what was on.
The
I know, it's
the epitome
of hyperbole. But Comedy Central fucking mispronounces it.
Or pronounces it.
Well, they mispronounce it. They pronounce those words correctly, but they mispronounce the show name.
Cocksmackers.
Yes.
Yeah, that was a funny stand-up thing. Oh, that was a call from a lady we're trying to rent an apartment from, so she wants to meet us because I was late. Sometimes Google Maps sucks. this place, I guess, is on a road called Pacific Commons, but Google Maps had it going through the middle of this block, so I was driving around this block trying to find this street that did not exist. It said it was exactly where a creek was, or a reservoir. And I was like, that's not it. And then I got out and was walking around, and that was a big-ass block.
And how big was it?
So the lady was waiting for me, and she finally left, but luckily, I guess the previous tenant was there, so I got to check out the apartment. But I never got a chance to meet her, so now she wants to meet us, and hopefully we'll get the place.
That's good.
Cool, you meet today?
Yep, after this we'll go at 2, we're going to meet her.
All right, everyone, meet Noah over there. It's Pacific Commons. Tell the lady what a nice fellow Noah is.
Yep. He needs as many character references as possible.
Yes, and Tim and I cannot provide any character references because we have no character.
How about you don't... Oh, I did put you as a reference, though, Tim.
What, not me?
You put me as a reference?
I put... What?
You put me as a reference? You sort of cut out there on my end.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I put you as a personal reference. I put Stephanie... I don't know why, because she's closer. Although that doesn't really make a difference, because they would just call you.
I'm assuming you
I'll
mean
be like,
OG
dude...
Steph?
This guy is always just the best dude. Like, you can always count on him. Like, if you need blow in the middle of the night, he will hook you up. He knows where to get. If you need to dispose of a dead hooker, he's got the line.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Noah is your boy.
He knows about how to cut him up and feed him to the pigs.
Noah always keeps a ready supply of lye for burning the distinguishing features off a corpse. Fucking up any
plus,
DNA you might have left behind.
Plus he does that cool thing with his tongue. Not in a gay way, like a Viking.
Thank you, Drew Carey. No, that was Drew Carey's roast. Somebody said it about
Yes, it was Dom Herrera.
Yes, it was.
That was where I got the Feta de Yeastfield Canyon of Love. That was also that same night, that same performance.
Oh, does he gets mad at people mispronounce his name. Is it Dom?
Who does?
Dom Herrera.
Oh, that I've never heard.
I think I heard he had like a bit about it. You know what I miss? I miss when Comedy Central used to have that thing on the website where you could just play and play like random clips of comedy.
Yeah, I remember you sent me that, and I was listening to it at work a lot.
Yeah, me too. Oh, it was good stuff. It didn't change out a lot, though, but it was still funny.
But you know what you can do now? You can listen to Tancast at work, and it's almost as funny, but equally as free.
Yeah, we even throw in some random jokes for you. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Who's there?
Boo.
Boo-hoo.
Don't cry, it's only a joke. Tell that to your friends.
Joke ever! Alright, I'm done.
That was a good fake laugh, Andy. I liked it.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was. It was good.
Thank you very much.
You should go into acting just to fake laugh, though.
Yeah. I'm just going to be that one random guy.
You need a fake laugher. I know just the guy.
You know what they do?
If his friend Noah isn't helping him dispose of a dead hooker, he should be available.
Have you guys seen the new comedy on NBC called Kath and Kim?
No.
They should hire me.
Oh, is
so
that the
someone's
one?
Someone's laughing.
That's the one with Molly Shannon and...
Yes, and Selma Blair.
Yes. I have not seen it. It did not interest me.
They should hire me to come in and laugh at it.
You watched it?
My wife TiVo'd, like, all of them just to see if it was going to turn out to be any good. And we watched it, and we both agreed, no. And
I was
we
like,
deleted.
You know, that does not seem something that, like, Andy would be like, you know what, I got to check this out.
No, you're right. I wasn't like, I gotta check this out. I was like, well, you know, we got a bunch of them on the TiVo. I'm like, yeah, we also got the entire season of Heroes and Most Pushing Daisies and My Name is Earl and Breaking Bad and...
Are you not watching any of that stuff?
When our TiVo died, we lost a couple of episodes, so I've been procuring them in other ways.
Legal ways.
Legal ways, of course.
Borrowing tapes from friends.
Well, I mean, excuse some me. Of those episodes, I'm sure... Well, some of them only keep, like, two episodes online, but some of them keep, like, the whole season online. I mean, some TV shows. Which I think me and Stephanie are going to do, maybe if we move, is just start watching everything online and ditch cable and our DVR.
I look forward to hearing how that experience goes for you. Like, honestly, I look forward to hearing that.
I've went through, and most of the shows that we watch are available online. Although some are questionably not, like The Big Bang Theory, they only have clips, but How I Met Your Mother, which is on the same network, they have whole episodes. So I don't know what the reasoning is there. But yeah, for the most part, most of the shows we watch are available online. I'm sure there'll be a delay for some, but we'll see how it goes. If it doesn't work out, we can always get a DVR.
Yeah, the thing that's kind of ticking me off right now, and I haven't figured out how to make it work. My wife's laptop, which is the best computer in the house and one I'm sitting right in front of and recording Tancast, it's got an HDMI output, but I cannot for the life of me get anything on here that would let me push the audio out through the HDMI connector.
Oh, so, it doesn't automatically push audio out?
No, it doesn't.
That's lame. What
yeah,
I did with my laptop, which is not the most elegant solution, like my MacBook, it has DVI out, so I bought a DVI to HDMI cable, and then I just bought some desktop speakers so I'd actually be able to hear it, because it does not pump out enough sound for us to hear anything. So
this one actually pumps out enough sound, but it sounds tinny. I mean, they sound like they're 2-inch speakers, which is what they are. I mean, they're reasonably good speakers in this laptop. I guess, you know, I could probably hook the line-out connector up to some, like, RCA cables and pipe those around to my TV. But... just, you know, I want the HDMI to work like it's supposed to.
I wonder, I mean, is it... Oh, HDMI should automatically push out audio, right? It's built in.
There's got to be some sort of... and I haven't figured it out. I think it's supposed to be easier on Vista than it is on XP, and this is an XP machine. But there's supposed to be something in there, in the audio drivers, that turns the HDMI into, like, a recognized sound card, and then you just target it like any other sound device on there. Like, when I plug in the headphones that I'm wearing right now, it shows up, like, as a whole other microphone and a whole other set of speakers. The HDMI should show up the same way. But it don't, and it pisses me off.
That would be annoying.
It don't.
It don't.
It don't.
It don't. What do you want?
This is the kind of language usage you would like to share with the Tancast listening audience?
Hey, hey. I don't ask you about all of your problems with pronunciation, Allison.
Racism.
Not racism. Uneducatedism.
Racism.
Classism.
Racism.
Part of the reason I was late today is because
you're
I got
a douchebag!
Noah got his period, and he had to share it with all of his girls.
You got your what?
My keyboard, the little miniature keyboard I ordered. I think I told Andy about it. I don't know if I told you about it, Tim.
You did tell me about it. Is it super heavy? Was it, like, holding you down?
No!
I was like, why does that make you late?
Oh, I just left a little later, and then I had to go to the post office to pick it up. And there's a line, and they only had two people, but, Phil's a little cheap. It's a little light. You know, like, you always think, like, things feel too light. It's like, that's way too light. It feels cheap. You want something to be heavy. It's very odd.
Yeah.
But it's interesting. It has a lot of hotkeys. It has a copy and paste button, I guess, to make it easier when using the mouse. So you don't have to, like, I don't know what
Control
the reason
V.
behind it is. What was that?
Yeah. Control V. We know that's difficult to hit when you're typing with your dick.
Mm-hmm.
Control V. Ah, still not fast enough!
It's like a keyboard for a midget. It's very tiny. I don't know if Stephanie will like it. You don't like it already? She doesn't like it already. She hasn't even typed on it yet.
I don't like the look of it. I don't like it way. I don't like its looks.
It feels kind of awkward typing on it because the keys are so small and close together.
Yeah. Well, find out what it's like for her after she tries typing on it with her penis for a little while.
Stephanie doesn't have a penis.
She doesn't?
Nope.
You need to upgrade to get a wife with a penis.
Let me upgrade ya. Sorry.
What's that?
Beyonce.
Oh, I don't listen to Beyonce.
Well, it's like her video for Comcast, which I'm sure you haven't seen or something.
Oh, I've seen, but I haven't. I mean, I'm like, oh, look, she's dancing around. Nope, it's not over.
Yep.
I don't know why I'm trimming her with some, like, barber shears.
Excuse me. You don't watch SNL, do you, anymore, Tim?
I watched the Ben Affleck one, but that's about it.
Oh, okay. Oh, the one that wasn't that funny?
Yeah.
Justin Timberlake was out there recently, I think the last one, and he was doing a video with Beyonce. It was very funny.
He was one of those random walk-ons. He wasn't the host. He just showed up.
Yeah. It was very funny. They were like doing a spoof of a new video, and he was dancing around in the high heels, and it was very amusing. JT, he's a funny guy.
Yeah. Well, I kept telling Noah he should go back and watch the Weekend Update, which is
I did.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, that was funny
and?
As well. He did, like, a whole, like, I was supposed to host, but something happened. But here's what I would have done.
And then he did, like, the whole show over the next 3 minutes.
Yeah.
That was awesome. It was very funny.
He didn't, like, act it out. He just described it and did some impressions.
At parts, yeah, he did impressions and, like, got up on the table and stuff. It was awesome.
He got up on the table?
Yeah, at the very end. Didn't he? Maybe I'm just remembering him getting up on the table because it seemed like a part where he was supposed to get up on the table. But anyway,
well, I watched it online, and unless they cut it off, I did not recall him getting
awesome.
On the table. What?
I said, this story is awesome!
Oh,
wait,
what
story
did you
got,
Tim? I don't
know something happened. Wait, something might have happened. Something that I think might have happened may or may not have happened.
Tim, why don't you tell us a good story?
Here's a little story.
Too late!
About a man named Noah.
This story
is awesome!
He sucked
Danny's cock. The end.
Oh, man, I just tried updating MySpace by dropping a comment on my own profile. And because I've got comment approvals turned on and I make people enter the captchas... I'm commenting on my own fucking profile, and it made me enter the, you know, show me all the, or type in all the digits that you see in this fucked up picture. And then it made me go in and approve myself. That is retarded!
That happened to me as well. Wait, what's happening to me now? Sorry, I'm not distracted.
Okay, are you growing an extra penis?
Yep.
If you are, describe it for our listeners.
It's friendly.
That's good, because nothing's worse than an unfriendly Venus.
That's what I
Unzip
said.
Unzip your fly, and it's just frowning at you.
What about a penis that's a little bit too friendly?
Did you really
depends
have such
on
a
what
thing?
It's too friendly with. If it's too friendly with the blender, well, that's not going to be good.
Too friendly with you and your bunghole.
Meh, as long as it's my penis.
No, yeah. Someone else's.
Well, then, meh, whatever.
As long as it's super friendly. You know, like, if it would help me move later.
It'll give me a ride to the airport.
Yeah. Yeah, the airport was like a long ways away from my house. I would really love it if a penis would give me a ride to the airport.
That's a long penis.
Just has to be a good driver. Handle traffic.
Yeah, excellent driver. Wapner sucks. Kmart sucks. Damn it, fuck that up.
Yeah, I was going to say, Uh-oh, 3 o'clock, Wapner's on.
Uh-oh.
It's not 3 o'clock, and Wapner's not on.
Uh-oh.
It's not 3 o'clock. It's not even 3 o'clock here. It's like 3 o'clock in Nova Scotia or something.
Wow.
Newfoundland. Where all the
Old Finland.
Live. No, it's way past an old Finland.
So how was your Thanksgiving, Andy?
Oh, man. Apparently it was coming back to greet us right there. I'm sorry about that.
Mm-mm. Vegan Super Bowl taste the Cheerios. Not a lot of sugar to weigh down those Cheerios. Look how they float. Don't keep them down. So he can't, she can't, you can't sink the unsinkable taste of Cheerios. Not a lot of sugar to weigh down those Cheerios.
My Thanksgiving 2 years ago, when we first moved here, my in-laws came out, which was nice. We cooked ham, and there was five of us. My Thanksgiving last year, there was only the two of us, but my brother and sister-in-law and little tiny baby nephew were coming out, so Caitlin and I spent, like, the whole effing day. I think we got up at, like, 5 a.m. or something like that, and started cooking and made a huge Thanksgiving dinner, essentially just for us, and then leftovers for my brother and sister-in-law who were coming in. This year, it's two of us and a little itty-bitty baby, and neither one of us felt like cooking for that long, so it was a Boston Market Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing was pretty good. Best.
It was especially good considering that I didn't have to cook any of it or clean up 1,000 fucking pots.
Pot.
Oh, my God. I mean, just, like, making stuffing, I think, created, like, 4 things to wash last year.
Why would that create 4 things to wash?
There was, like, one thing. We had to, we baked cornbread.
Oh, so you made it from scratch.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we made stuffing. It wasn't like, you know, I don't know, stovetop or whatever.
Stovetop is awesome, dude!
Yeah, so we made cornbread, so we had to wash the mixing bowl and the pan that we cooked the cornbread in. Then we had to wash the thing that we mixed all of the stuffing in, and I can't remember if we sautéed onions or something like that to go in the stuffing, and then had to wash that. Whatever it was like 3 or 4 things just for the stuffing, not including the serving dish. And the utensils, like the mixing shit that went with it.
You know what I hate?
Hmm.
I hate mini CDs.
That's random.
At least that has nothing to do with what we're talking about.
It doesn't.
This is Noah's anti-Thanksgiving. I am anti-thankful for mini CDs.
My keyboard has a mini CD in it with the drivers.
Okay.
But this is retarded. Why can't you make them regular size?
Less expensive. Smaller to ship. Less weight.
Ah! I'll pay the extra penny.
Not needed?
That's it.
I don't know, dude. Why are you asking me? Did I make your keyboard? No.
You did.
Shut up about it. I'm going to come over there and type on your face with my dick.
Or he's going to measure your keyboard. And then you'll be out money.
20, 21. I thought you said this is a mini keyboard. It is. You got tiny balls. 22, 23. I got nothing. That's it.
That was a good story, Andy.
So, yeah, I guess Thanksgiving I was thankful for not cooking. That was awesome.
Well, as is typical, we didn't cook on our Thanksgiving either. Uh-huh. But
well, that's because you're in D-Land.
That's right, baby. We're in Disneyland. Woo! That tires you out as you get older. Like, back in the day, I could go open to close and then be ready to go the next day. But, like, we didn't even go. Like, we went, I think we didn't get there till, I'm going to say 11:30 yesterday in the morning. And we went, and we left at about 11:30 at night. Well, I left at about 11:30 at night. Stephanie and Danelle called it quits before then. And then, like, but like this morning, like my back is all tired. My body's like, "What the fuck are you doing? You're 30-something years old. You're practically dead."
You know what's funny? Your mom, who was at that time older than you are now, used to do that with you every single year.
Yep.
You're a sad, sad little man, Tim.
Their generation is better than ours.
Your mom is hardcore, and you are a pussy.
I think that's the. If you take nothing away from this week's Tancast, that is an all-encompassing truth that you can take with you to the grave. Tim's mom is hardcore, while Tim is a pussy.
Yes.
She did not. So we had Thanksgiving dinner at the IHOP across the street from Disneyland, and I had a BLT.
A Thanksgiving tradition.
Say Thanksgiving like a BLT.
Well, that's what we were saying when you were gone about what a bullshit made-up holiday it is. So I didn't feel bad.
I don't care if it's bullshit made-up. I get deep, delicious food.
Yeah, I compared it to Grandparents' Day or Valentine's Day.
Well, because, like, the traditional Thanksgiving foods that we eat, like, weren't even, like, they wouldn't have even eaten those at the time.
That's okay. I love me some sweet potatoes with marshmallows. I'm sure they ate that.
Oh, what a waste of marshmallows.
Second to that.
Have you
it's like
had
you put peanut butter on celery. Tim? Have I done what with who?
Have you ever had that dish?
Yeah. Why do you think I'm gross?
Sugar and brown sugar? Delicious.
Sugar and brown sugar, yes, are both delicious. But then you smear potatoes in there and me no likey.
It's sweet potatoes, not just, like, potatoes.
Yeah, it's like potatoes fucked carrots.
I don't want to see their children. I don't want to go to their parties. I don't want anything to do with that couple.
That is the sort of interracial marriage that Tim cannot get behind. Tim goes and he's just horribly uncomfortable. How are you going to raise the kids? Are you going to raise them potato?
It's like, ich fucked you, and then they had a baby, and it was blech.
I actually love potatoes and carrots. Well, I like steamed carrots.
I don't know.
Yeah, I bet you like steamed carrots shoved in your butt like anal beads.
And all it tastes like is sugar. Well, to me.
Carrots. I think it's the consistency. You know, I'm big on textures, so I don't like raw veggies either.
Okay, I can understand that.
And
I like mashed potatoes, and I like stuffing. And I like cranberry sauce.
I like cranberry sauce from the can.
Yeah, I'll eat it straight from the can, as you guys well know.
My family tries to make it from scratch, and it always tastes shitty.
Like, Andy, are you allergic to cranberries?
I am very, very slightly allergic to cranberries, yes.
You are very, very slightly allergic?
Very slightly.
So does that just... So does the very cancel out the slightly, and then the very just means you're very allergic?
No. Very, very modifies the slightly to make it even more slightly.
Ah, so you are slightly, slightly, slightly allergic.
Yes. Oh, you were thinking I am very, slightly... No.
Ah, all right.
Yeah, I am slightly cubed. Allergic.
I remember he used to eat
craisins.
Everything.
He would just have a spoon and a can of cranberry sauce. He's like, oh.
I remember one time we were on a choir trip and he felt he needed more mucus, so he wanted to drink some cranberry sauce. Like something was wrong with his. We were yelling too much and his voice was hurting or something like that. So he felt he needed more mucus.
I remember. Yeah, he used to drink cranberry sauce as well, and we'd always go, "Aren't you
cranberry juice?"
Whatever, you drink the sauce.
Cranberry juice.
You put it in IV and just mainline it.
No, I mainline gravy.
Love gravy?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Butter.
Yeah.
And now you're the demon from The Grudge again.
Look out. And now Caitlin just turned us off.
Oh, dude. You know the quick stutter walk where they film somebody walking kind of crazy, like stopping every pace, and then they just cut frames? So the person's like, you know, like, I'm forward. Well, I did my best impression of that walking towards my wife and freaked her right the fuck out.
Were you also going,
No, I wasn't. That was the best part. The stutter walk that we just like watched The Ring or something like that. And the stutter walk thing was enough to freak her out. She's like, stop it. Just like got all small on the couch, and I just started laughing until I peed a little. I'm like, "Ooh, look, I'm getting older."
Awesome.
I think I'm getting old. Like, you remember how Andy used to sit on the couch with a little gun going click, click, click? Like everyone's doing that now. Like, my wife will sit there and clicking on something. I'm like, "Really? Can you stop doing that?" And my cue mate at work will start. He'll just like start. I'm like, I don't say anything to him, but I'm like, Jesus Christ, why do you need to make the same noise repeatedly?
I remember we were, for my 30th birthday, we were, it was right after you guys got me the iPod, and then Miranda gave me this, or maybe it was Jeff. But you know what, maybe it was them as a couple, which I don't care to distinguish. no, but it was like this holder for the iPod, but it had Velcro on it. And I was in the backseat of the car while we were driving up to what used to be called Marine World. I never remember what it's called now. I think Discovery Kingdom. All right.
Yes.
No answer? Okay, yes. So
how the fuck did I know?
So I was just playing with the Velcro going like... And like we were having other conversations and I wasn't really paying attention. It was just like something I was absentmindedly doing. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden Miranda goes, "Hey, Tim, can I see that for a second?" I'm like, "Okay, I'll put it away before you throw it out the window."
Do you use that thing?
What?
Do you use use that thing?
Not so much anymore. I used to when I would put it in my... Like, I had it attached to my backpack?
Sure, your backpack.
Something. Yeah, well, it's some sort of carrying case that I had for other stuff, and I just attached the iPod to that. But I don't do that anymore, so no. But I did use it, and I appreciated it very much, in case they've actually started listening again.
They're busy.
Busy being whores. That's all I got.
Growing a baby in a mech suit.
Growing a baby in a... Oh, never mech suit.
Yes, in a mech suit.
This is adorable. Stephanie, for her friend, got a little stuffed Winnie the Pooh, but it's like it's got a huge poo head and a tiny little poo body. And it's like baby poo.
I just dealt with baby poo earlier today. Oh, Jeff, if you're listening again, guess what you get to look forward to? You take the diaper off, you think you stuck it far enough away, and they kick for it. You're like, no, I need to wear that like a sock. Ah!
Oh, so they put their foot into the poop?
They try.
I wonder, so is our baby's movement, is it involuntary, or is it voluntary? Like when they're that little and they're just wiggling around like a worm.
It's like voluntary but uncoordinated.
There you go.
Like something will happen, and they'll move in response to it, but like a drunk guy.
Because like, Stephanie's cousin just had a baby, and like the baby just like moving its legs and arms, and I'm just like, I wonder if it's doing that on purpose, or if it's just like, I don't know what's going on.
How old is it?
A week? 2 weeks?
Oh, yeah, it's still pretty involuntary at that point.
So, yeah, a week.
Yeah, so. That baby, not voluntary. That baby, more stimulus response, like a little worm. Like a larva.
Yeah, it just wiggles around with its eyes closed. It's very tiny.
Yeah, you know, they get bigger.
Yeah, I'm told that.
Then they grow their clothes, and then you have to buy new clothes. And then your wife goes shopping and finds something that's too adorable to leave on the rack.
Which is like every day.
Then you stop eating out, and then you have to decide between paying the power bill and the gas bill, and then you... No, I'm joking.
I think a burlap bag.
Oh, that reminds me of something I did that's horribly fucked up. So I'm going to share it with you now. My kid has a tendency, whenever you try to tuck him in for bed, to kick the covers up, whatever you put over him, usually, you know, just a blanket. But he, like, kicks it up basically over his head. Like, he doesn't like it over his feet, but his natural, like, thrusting moves are just shifting everything up over his head. And that's a really good way to suffocate your baby, which we spent so long making him, we really would rather not do. So we have to do things like tuck it in, or tuck it under him, or wrap him up really tight where he can't get his little arms and legs out, and all the rest. So we finally got him what's called a sleep sack, which is kind of like a burlap bag that you've cut a head hole and two armholes in, and you got a zipper on the front, and the bottom's sewn up. So their head pokes through, and their little arms poke through, but their legs are all just wrapped in it, so it can't be kicked up over their head. And it's a lot safer, and all the rest, and... the very first time we put him in the sleep sack, I grabbed the bottom like it was a pillowcase, looked at my wife, and said, "Hey, get another baby and another one of these, and we'll have a baby fight." And then she laughed, so I tugged at the bottom like I was going to swing our son at her. And he giggled and cooed, and she went, "Oh my God!" And a good time was had by all but her.
Have you guys seen that video? I don't know if it's fake or not, where this guy's just swinging his baby by the arms and tossing him up in the air and like doing like flips with him all by hanging
on
his arms.
I didn't see it, but the local radio station that I listened to in the morning was talking about it.
Did they say if it was fake or not, or did they know at that point?
No, they had no idea. Like the main guy's got two young kids. I think one's like 5 and one's 3, and he's from San Diego, so he's a Charger fan like me. Yay! He was talking about, like, how he tried to watch it and, like, get through the whole thing, and he just got so mad after, like, a couple of seconds that he had to turn it off. And that he, like, just had this sick feeling in his stomach, like, the rest of the day. So, no, they had no idea. They were just incensed.
While I watched it, no one knew for sure, but I was like, that, I just can't imagine that being real. Like, I think on the first swing like that, it just would have pulled his arm out of the socket. But it looks pretty real, so who knows. Tim?
Nipples.
That's Tim's thoughts on that.
Nipples.
All right.
That's all I got.
Oh, hey, I wanted to go back to Thanksgiving for a sec. Yes, back to the future. Marty!
Damn, I can't whistle. Damn chapped lips.
You know what you gotta do?
No.
Stop sucking off golems.
That's what I thought.
Did you really think I was gonna go for
golems?
Tim
doesn't like that answer, because he loves sucking cock. He's like, man, I don't want to hear that.
But Golem specifically. Was that what you were going to go for?
Did you say Golem?
Yes.
No. Golem. I did not think that you were talking about. I just knew I knew it was some sort of cocksucking joke was coming.
Yep, it was.
Coming.
Andy, what do you have to say about Thanksgiving?
My wife apparently likes to watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade every year. And so she T-voted again and was watching all 3 fucking hours of it earlier. And she's like, don't you want to watch this with me on Thanksgiving? I'm like, no. I want to do anything but, as a matter of fact. In fact, do you have a hammer and a board? Because I would like to pound my cock flat. Well, no, there are many things I would rather do than this, but if it's my choice between pounding my cock flat and watching the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, I'm going with flat cock.
I saw a video once where a guy was grilling his cock. Did I ever tell you that?
Oh.
He had it on a grill and he was poking it with like one of those meat forks and just turning it around.
Mm. Dude! Dude, my wife's grandfather sent her a link with a video of... it says something about like how men wax. And it's a naked dude, cock out, like seeing everything. And he tucks his dick back between his legs like the Silence of the Lamb pose, and then grabs a lighter, flicks the bic, and lights his pubes on fire.
Oh!
And then he, like, falls down and is, like, smacking it out and everything. Her grandfather sent this to her!
Men are such idiots.
Why he sends her, like,
stupid things?
Like, every single rumor about Barack Obama being a secret Muslim or gonna institute a... fascist / socialist state or whatever, like everything about that he was sending to her, like all the like just crazy Republican rantings and just anything crazy that he got his hands on, he sent to her. But then he also sent her a guy setting his dick on fire and totally redeemed himself in my eyes.
Well, that was his new. He said that was going to be Barack's new health plan for men.
Solution to crabs, torch the bush.
Here's what universal health care will be like under an Obama administration.
And you see, I wanted to make plenty of, you know, Bush transition jokes.
Well, at least you can't say he's Muslim, because obviously he believes in the burning bush. Hey-o.
That was a long way to walk for that one, but I got there with you.
This is not anything what we're talking about right now. Just let you know that right now. I saw a video of Star Trek versus Star Wars last night. It was kind of amusing. Mm-hmm. Because they were like, what weapons do they have? This is the Star Trek. And they're like, they have lasers. And then they cut in a scene of Data laughing. And then have Riker going, he's going, lasers? And Worf would go, yes, lasers. And Riker would go again, lasers? And it was kind of funny. I was like, they would be able to destroy them. But then... I don't know if I want to,
Do you have a link to this video? Because I want to see it and masturbate later.
It's on Gizmodo. You just have to find it, or I can send you a link later.
I was like, well, I could find it.
Which is like, you scroll down, it'll be either on the first, maybe 2-3 pages. It was pretty recently. So you scroll all the way down, go next, and it'll take you to the next page if you don't see it.
That's awesome.
It's kind of long, so you may want to wait to watch it, but...
Nah, I don't know. I don't have to listen to what you guys say. You guys can handle the podcast for a while.
So speaking of video online, one of the things that happened at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade that my wife... I actually found it online before she'd finished watching the thing, because, it's 3 hours and she had other shit to do, thank God. They Rickrolled the entire audience watching the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Nice!
That was kind of funny.
Really?
I mean, it was Rick Astley. They had some crazy, like, super colorful, everything looks wacky kids show. I don't even know if it's a real fucking show or not. Kids show thing starting to sing that, hey, let me tell you about my best friend song. And they get, like, a little ways into it, and all of a sudden it does the needle skipping off of a record, which, by the way, all of our younger listeners... Whenever you hear that song of scratching, that's what it is. It's a it's a record with the needle being pulled off of it suddenly. It used to make that noise as the needle kind of ripped across the surface. So anyways, they make the needle skipping noise, which is funny because it's all digital playback. And then Rick Astley comes out and sings, and I'm doing finger quotes next to it because he wasn't singing shit. It sounded exactly like it does on the album.
Never gonna give you up.
Yep, came out and sang that. Dude looked like Nanook of the North. Like, you could barely tell it was Rick Astley inside that great big black coat. But I am so fucking cold. This is really lame. But thank you, Internet, because I still have a career. Yeah, they were so gay and so, well, not gay in the, you know, friendly butt sex way, but I mean in the, you know, this is retarded. So, hypothetically gay, not actual gay.
Lovely. I'm sure the gay community appreciates that distinction.
Yes. Yeah, I just realized, like, that's not what I mean when I say gay. I'm not talking about gay people. I mean, it's campy, which campy also means gay, so I'm trying to look for something else. Stupid. They're so stupid that they gave away the joke before it happened. Like, they announced earlier that Rick Astley was going to be on. Then they said something about, like, as these crazy characters come out, about, and a, you know, special mystery musical guest. Well, you already fucking announced Rick Astley. I'm going to guess it's him. And then as he comes out, they go, like, ah, oh, it's from the internet video Rickroll sensation or something like that. The Rickroll video sensation, never going to give you up. No. Never going to give you up is the sensation. Sending it to somebody unexpectedly is the Rickroll. Retards. Speaking of idiots, they also had a Smurf, apparently, for the first time in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. It's one of those big ass...
Way to fucking jump on the bandwagon right while the iron is hot. You know what? These Smurfs, I think they're going places in the 80s.
Yep. So, yeah, they had a Smurf balloon for, I guess, the first time anywhere.
What the
and
fuck?
And it wasn't like Papa Smurf or Smurfette or anything like that. It was just a generic Smurf. But they didn't call it. They didn't even call it a Smurf or give it a name like Parade Smurf or anything like that. They just called it Smurf, like Smurf was a proper name. Hey, like Smurf. Bob.
It's Smurf Smurf.
Yeah, they constantly refer to it. They're like, yes, and there goes Smurf, not the Smurf, not a Smurf. There goes Smurf.
Smurf.
Like it was the one Smurf that was so fucking famous, like it got rid of its name and just like Seal or Madonna. It's Smurf.
That happened. He wasn't in the town though. He was off doing things, being famous.
Yeah, fucking A-Rod.
And actually, that's why they all call themselves Smurf, after him.
Yeah, before that, they were called Little Blue Dudes.
Yeah. And they're like, you know what?
And they took his last name.
What?
And they took his last name.
That's right, and started dressing like him.
Yeah.
He was a minimalist architect.
Ah, well, that's fascinating.
That's why he just wore the white. He was Dutch.
And made all of his houses out of fungus.
Mushroom. He was very green.
Yeah.
Green before it was even hot.
Yep.
So, did you guys know that Barry Manilow has released a cover of Never Gonna Give You Up to just hop on that bandwagon?
Never gonna give. Oh, wait. Did you know I don't care?
I care. I find that fascinating.
It wasn't so you could buy it, Dingleberry. It was to make fun of him.
Why would we know this, Tim? You're the one that keeps up on the Barry Manilow news.
Well, that's why I'm here, keeping it up for you.
You got the newsletter.
Yeah, I got my fan club mailer.
You know, if my wife was in here, I'd ask her. She was just watching something the other day. Barry Manilow was on and did a cover of somebody else's song. Like, not any Barry Manilow hit, someone else's hit.
Well,
it was an old hit.
Yeah, I was going to say, his latest couple albums have been like, all right, I'm done with my songs. You remember these songs? I could sing them too.
Yeah. So, you know that song that Billy Joel keeps going on tour singing? I'm going to sing that now.
Have you heard his version, Tim?
I heard a bit of it somewhere, and I was like, what? Is this Barry Manilow? And then I went to look it up to see if that it was in fact true, and if it was in fact recent, and I think it was like October. So, yes, it was post-Rickroll phenomenon that he's like, I gotta get on this!
Yeah, because it's such an excellent song.
You just got Barry Manilowed.
Islands in the Stream. These are other songs on this album. Open Arms.
You
Have
know
I Told
funny?
You Lately?
Like, I bet the fact that they picked Rick Astley was just totally random. Like, it probably could have been anyone in any song, but, you know, just happened to pick that one, and they're like, and people just ran with it.
I don't think it's completely random, because, I mean, you look at him, and he looks like Anthony Michael Hall before he bulked up.
But, I don't know, I think you could have picked, like, there's so many other, like, bad singers and songs that you could have picked.
Yeah, no, I agree that they're... he wasn't the only option. It wasn't like the universe was, like, swiftly pouring itself towards a Rickroll. But I think that he was one of the ones that was suited for it. Are you listening to the Barry Manilow one now?
Yeah, sorry. No, there was a song I didn't recognize at first by title. It was I've Had in parentheses in the time of my life. And I was like, is that Green Day song?
Yep. Nope.
No, it's the one from Dirty Dancing. And it's goddamn horrible.
The time of my life.
Oh, I don't even like the original. But then he's... Oh, he just... Oh. Oh, I feel dirty.
Awesome.
I need to wash. Become super gold taste the Cheerios.
Not a lot of sugar to weigh down those Cheerios. Look how they float. I love how Family Guy, when they Rickrolled their audience by having Brian sing that song in a Back to the Future reference, which, by the way, I pointed out to my wife that it was a Back to the Future reference, and she didn't know it.
Wow.
I'm like, I'm now sad that I'm a couple years older than you, because apparently that's where the breakpoint is in all of the touchstones for our childhood. I have seen that movie many times. I knew off the top of my head exactly the song that he was singing, and in fact, if you gave me a guitar, I could probably reproduce some of the dance moves.
Ah, I was like, fuck, you can't play the guitar.
No, I cannot play the guitar. I need the guitar to feel, you know, the jumping around on the stage and
Michael J.
pushing
Fox
myself
couldn't along. Even actually play the guitar.
No, you can tell. Going back later, watching now, yeah, no. No idea.
Well, he had an idea. Yes.
I was just going to say he's back in the news. I saw him on People or something.
What's he now?
Yep.
And?
One of those. Probably People.
And they're what was
like,
he doing?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't care.
That was totally worth interrupting what I was saying.
Yeah, it was.
Hey, I got nothing. All right, back to you.
Andy, knock that off.
Oh, burn.
Oh, burned you. Sick burn.
So, we just got this thing in the mail. Sorry, I'm completely changing subjects, but...
Okay.
Yeah. So, apparently, you have to pay taxes if you're a small business in Los Angeles. Then that includes actors and comedians. Like, you have to pay an extra tax just for being in Los Angeles.
That's awesome.
I'm like, fuck, we are not making anything. Why the fuck do you need to tax it? Like, why are these the... Like, they had to send a... Hey, did you make $25? Fucking, we want five of those dollars. Let's fork them. Let's get them forked. No. Yeah, we want to build a subway. We can't. We're waiting for your $5, Tim Babb. Fuck you, City of Los Angeles. That's
that
right, I said it.
That makes kind
of
sense. I mean, it sucks, but... The fact that that's where people go, so they're probably like, well, how can we make some more fucking money? Well, let's tax all these actors, comedians that are coming down here.
Let's tax all the poor people. But you know what? We got to make sure that the Church of Scientology keeps its tax-free exemptions.
Exactly. I'm like, fucking, there are plenty of people who should be paying plenty of taxes to keep everything going. You don't need to tax the guy in the one-bedroom apartment with termites.
Yeah, you know what? I think you can pretty much start and stop at Church of Scientology. It's not a church, it's not a religion, it's not tax-free. Or it shouldn't be. They just got bullied into it.
Someone was saying on the Bill Maher show that all churches should pay taxes if they're going to continue to try and influence public policy.
Oh, I absolutely. If they try to influence public policy, I absolutely agree with it.
There you go. Churches, you've been put on notice by TanCast.
Yeah.
Quake in your boots. Like, quake!
I'm sure they're quite scared.
Yes. The fear of God is nothing to compared to the fear of TanCast.
So, how much are these taxes?
That's the other thing. I'm not really sure because I'm trying to look through all this legalese and I have no idea what they're trying to say. It's like a thing with a fiscal blah blah section 3484. Oh, God damn it! And like, yeah, check out this website. I'm like, oh, the website will explain it. Oh no, the website will say it in even more confusing Greek. So it's I saw something that said
here
like go see a branch office. I'm like, I'll just show up. I'm like, no, you figure it out.
Yeah.
Here's the $40 I made in all of 2007. You figure out how much of that you need. Hey, everybody, LA can't run without taking part of my $40, huh? Huh? Someone's not doing something right, that's all I'm saying.
They want you to have to hire a lawyer.
I should hire a lawyer?
No, they want you to hire a lawyer, that's what it is.
Ah.
They're trying to keep the lawyers in the green.
Fuck lawyers.
Or the black, or the brown, whatever, wherever lawyers like to spend their time. The red, lawyers like to spend their time in the red because they're all from hell.
Aw.
Oh, no, they like to spend their time in the red because that's the warm light of an ambulance that they're chasing after.
Like moths about a flame.
As we're heading towards the end here, I don't think Andy ever got to his tan rant that he wanted to get to.
Well, it was pretty much about the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, but there was one other thing that I didn't tell you about.
Do it! Tell us!
They had the cast, or part of the cast, from South Pacific come out and sing the song There Is Nothing Like a Dame. This is a bunch of guys dressed mm-hmm. in sailor uniforms, several of them with their shirts open for no reason in the freezing fucking New York late Thanksgiving Day cold, dancing around, singing about how sad it is to be a sailor and how there's no relief or anything like that. And there's nothing like a dame. There's no book or drink or anything else like that. And then they all break into cartwheels. So remember what I said earlier about something in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade being gay, and I backed off of it and said I don't actually mean gay like homosexual? This part I do. It's a bunch of sailors dancing around singing there's nothing like a dame. And I'm like, you know, I'm pretty sure if you guys squint and get drunk enough, there's plenty of stuff kind of like a dame all around you. In fact, I think some of it just at a cartwheel right past your face.
I remember once I saw me and Danelle, this is before we broke up the first time, we went and saw a... This may have been the direct result of... the direct reason we did break up. Went and saw a ballet done to the music of Elvis Presley.
That's incongruous.
Yes. And so the plot of said ballet was two guys were fighting over a girl. I'm like, please! Clearly, you two are just fighting over a beard. There's no romance involved
here. I have
here.
To visit my parents! And we're going to go and sleep in separate rooms because we're respectful of my parents' rules.
And I'm like, you know what? The music of Elvis was not designed for a ballet style of dance.
What?
There's nothing like the rebellious sounds of early rock and roll compared with light, fluffy tiptoe dancing. Which is not to say that ballet dancing is, you know, like for pussies or anything like that, because I've tried to do it. It is fucking painful. Not just on your toes, but like the muscles. Fuck. I was like, ow! Why do people do this all day?
Yeah, all respect to dancers. My wife's been big into the Dancing with the Stars thing, so I occasionally catch that. And we both do enjoy So You Think You Can Dance, because I think it's, you know, like actually talented people doing things that are genuinely entertaining.
Oh, Andy.
First the Crocs, now
I this. Watch it for the fabulous costumes. I'm sorry that I ever said otherwise. But anyways, yeah. You gotta be in good fucking shape, and you've gotta be, like, talented and coordinated as all hell to be a professional dancer. Speaking of someone who used to date one.
Used to date a dancer?
Oh yeah, I remember her.
Yeah, I'm with it now.
I used to date a dancer. Look at me go.
Yay, look at you go.
I used to date a girl who is now a dancer. Do I get any points for that?
Sure.
All right!
Ooh. I'm wondering which girl that was.
That would be Mariah.
Really?
She does ballet now.
Wasn't she a dancer back then, or no?
She was a surfer.
I'm
not saying they're two are mutually exclusive, like you have to trade in your surfboard for ballet shoes. I wanted to surf. Too late now, sister, you're dancing. But I.
No! If you pick up that board again, I will shoot you in the face!
In the face!
Dancers are violent people!
She may have danced before. Well, I think she listens. Mariah, let us know. Wait, I think she's online right now. I'm going to ask her. Carry on.
All right. Well, that's pretty much all I had.
Somebody else carry on, then.
Tim did a remix that had In the Face in it.
Yeah, it was Dane Cook, because he said In Your Face so many times in that first album that I made an entire In Your Face compilation. It's on YouTube, actually. Dane Cook, In Your Face.
In Your Face!
In the face!
Oh, Dane Cook.
Punch every beat in the face.
He, he should stick to the stand-up. He shouldn't even podcast. Although, his podcast is remarkably popular, I think, and it's remarkably not funny.
It's like us. He just sits around, and he, in strange syncopation, tells stories that, at the end of the day, never got anywhere. And then he yells, "Sufly!" And he threatens to punch some guy in the face.
He doesn't have any other guests on his podcast, right?
Not when I listened. I only listened to a few, and I just stopped.
You're like, and I'm done.
Well, first... It was also, like, at the time, I don't know if it's better now, it was very irregular.
Ah.
So, you maybe, like, you get maybe two episodes in a row, like,
one
and
arm
then,
was longer
you know,
than the
it'd be months, and there wouldn't be an episode.
So that's the thing. With Tancast, it may be mediocrity, but it's consistent mediocrity.
That's right. I'm impressed that we've done it this many times in a row.
I'm surprised I can keep it up still.
I know. Wait until the honeymoon period has passed, then we'll be like an old married couple, and we'll do it, like, a couple of times a month.
We'll be like Mean Dog and do it like, I don't know what their schedule is.
I don't think they have a schedule.
It's a Mayan calendar-based schedule.
It's like,
what's that?
It requires complex calculus to figure it out.
Oh, well then, fuck it.
Calculator.
Fuck it in its balls.
Calculator. Fuck.
Oh, yes, a new Grammar Girl podcast is downloading as we speak.
Ooh.
I think it's a video one, too.
Ooh.
She Grammar Girl it? Video? It is. Ooh.
I like her name. Her name's interesting. Mayon Fogarty.
It's not Grammar Girl?
No.
No, that's her superhero identity. Someone's using a colon in the wrong place. Dun 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 dun.
Although, I get, she doesn't seem to be doing, like, all she does is read it. Like, it's always written by someone else lately.
I think, like, she usually, it seemed like she was doing, like, two or three a week, and one would be her, and two would be written by somebody else.
Oh, okay. Well, I think she backed off on the two or three a week because the show was too much.
Well, yeah, I would imagine so. I'd be like, fuck all this mess.
Well, hers is shorter.
I mean, Grammar Girl, bitches. I don't have to do fucking shit. I got a book
I'm
out.
I'm sure she does a lot more research than we do on our podcast.
Which is to say, any at all?
Hey, what? We do our research.
I do hours of prep work.
Oh,
you know
in that case, you
is?
Really suck at this. Like,
it's
when I thought
living.
You were just flying off the top, I was kind of impressed. But if you do hours of research, you're the worst podcaster ever.
No, it's his life. His life is his research. That's the whole thing with TanCast.
I do hours of research to make it seem like I'm doing off the top of my head. Like that.
Noah's like an actor who affects a stutter.
I was listening to Distorted View, and that guy does not care about making fun of people at all. Like there was somebody with some disease, and it also affected them that they had a stutter, and he was playing it and laughing at it. I'm like, dude.
He wins.
You were laughing along with him, weren't you, Tim?
Not really. Well, I mean, not because I was like, I am morally offended. I'm like, I just don't particularly find this funny. Hmm. I laughed at other things he said. Don't get me wrong. It's not like I'm just sitting there stone-faced through the whole podcast. I hate this podcast. That's why I listen every day.
I can't believe you listen every day. What were you thinking?
What was who thinking?
You.
Listening
every day. To Distorted View Daily.
That's right.
He's a stand-up comic. He does not have a job.
Does not have a job?
Does not have a
job. All of a sudden I am Russian? Does not have job.
Tim, you should do your
dude,
own.
That's like the worst Pakistani. What the fuck are you saying Russian for?
No, I am not a Pakistani. I am Australian.
You almost sound like you're Dutch.
Yeah. Like, does not have job. For you to have the bully balls. I don't even make sense.
No.
Not at
all.
All right.
Ready to wrap this
up? I think we've gone far enough.
We need to go an hour and a half, according to Jess.
I thought it was 2 hours.
He's willing to settle for an hour and a half.
You know what? I'm going to need some Viagra.
Hello.
I'm going to go for an hour and a
half.
Yeah,
well, I've had to take a wicked piss since before we even started, so I'm ready to sign off as well.
I see your piss, and I raise you one nasty turd.
You had that last week. You need to train your bowels better.
Before we even started, I IM'd you and told you that I'd just ripped out one of those nasty you've got a shit in your future farts.
Oh, no, you've got a hit in your future is what you said.
Oh, I missed an S. I just scrolled up.
And I was like, is that sort of like a, like, it's so stinky that the mob is going to call out a hit on you? But
I didn't want to
presume to to argue with your process of comedy. No. So I didn't say
I just took a fart.
I'm going to record
this.
It means
I got to go kill somebody later.
And I'm going to put it on the internet.
Hit in your future.
Yes, I'm going to have an internet hit. I'm going to call it Chocolate Rain.
Chocolate rain. Coming
what
out
are you guys
of
singing?
My butt.
Oh, is there already a Chocolate Rain? Damn it, now I'm just going to have to go take a shit.
You're being funny, right, Andy?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, Mariah didn't respond to my message, so we'll have to wait until next week to find out if she was a dancer before we were going out, or even during. Mm. I doubt during.
Tim, you need to cut in some sound right there, some audio. Just have it do the dun-dun-dun next time on TanCast.
Dun-dun-dun-dun. Now watch, she doesn't answer. Like, next week. Sorry, we still got nothing.
We Rickrolled you. So the answer is, never gonna give you up.
Goodbye, everybody. Don't forget to leave us a little comment on iTunes or at tancast.com. Vote for us at Podcast Alley. Not the Podcast Awards, Noah. I think last week you thought that's what I was asking people to do.
Sure, why not?
You said the voting's over, and I didn't catch it until I was editing the I was like, oh, the voting's not over. Podcast Alley is a thing where people vote on podcasts that they like. so that keeps them in the like, so you can share them with other people. Like, hey, I like this podcast. You should check it out. However, yes. I don't think we're submitted yet. So as soon as we're submitted, then vote for us.
And you can make us a favorite on Technorati. You can blog about us. You can tell your friends. You can tell your parents. If you tell your parents will probably stop paying your college.
I think Dig has stopped having podcasts on it.
Has it now?
Because I went not only to look for us, but like other podcasts that I've dug, and they're all gone. Huh? Like Netcot. I had dug a couple episodes of Netcot, specifically the one I was on. I'm like, this show is great, but this episode is fantastic.
Maybe it got dug down. Would it disappear if it got dug down? Like, people are like, no, this sucks.
But you can't even do a search for, like, you can't even find it like this has been undug or whatever.
Yeah, you can find buried stories as long as they still exist.
Oh, okay.
And there wasn't, a tab for podcasts anymore.
Hmm. Well, Dig does what Dig will.
Fuck you, Dig. How you like that? Yeah, that's right, I said it.
The Dig what works you in mysterious ways.
Go get Kevin Rose, Tim. He lives in San Francisco somewhere.
Yes,
Kevin Rose. That's really out of the way.
Well, next time you're up visiting, you can, if we get our new apartment, you can stay in the guest room and then go kick Kevin Rose's ass.
Kevin Rose, you need to make a trip to Disneyland, and then I'll kick your ass. That way I'm there anyway.
You're on notice.
And then I'll make a Kingdom Comedy about it.
The happiest to get your ass kicked at.
The happiest beatdown on earth.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Wham! Wham! Wham!
All right. Good night, everybody. We love you. Kisses.
Have a week.
I hope you had a good Thanksgiving, unless you didn't celebrate it, in which case I hope you had a happy random Thursday.
Yes.
I hope you had a good Black Friday and people weren't idiots.
Yeah,
Black
Friday.
Oh, yes, they call it Black Friday because all the black people are allowed out to the stores.
We're allowed to the stores all the time now. Barack Obama, baby.
That's right, baby. It's Black Friday every day, even on Wednesday.
I'm going to push up the sidewalk next time I see you, Andy.
Obama!
Hey guys, it turns out my ex-girlfriend Mariah did write me back, and not only was she a dancer before I went out with her, but also...
Unsinkable craze. Oh, cheery, cheery.